Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the hearts of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is Leslie Fontaine, a life transformation catalyst and intuitive who helps identify the energetic blocks and interferences that keep many of us from stepping into our full potential, into our incredibly powerful selves. So welcome, Leslie.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, we are glad to have you, and I really love this topic because I think a lot of people, it's close to a lot of people's hearts. I mean, they're dealing with it on a daily basis, being stuck, wanting to have a better life, not knowing how to get there, and really just keeping themselves in the muck, so to speak. So why do people do that to themselves? Why don't they just kind of get out of it?
I was thinking earlier today about the saying we all have, maybe that we've all attempted, which is fake it till you make it. And on the one level, that is great because really it's very external based. It's how we face out, how we look, how we appear, how we look like we are a go-getter, we're positive and all that. It doesn't address what's within, that is our energy that could be having the counter intentions, which is I'm not good enough, I'm not strong enough. If I become too successful, I'll lose my family. There'll be repercussions. There'll be voices from my past that tell me I can't do it. So the part I'm addressing is what's within. And that's the reason a lot of us don't fully step into it. There wouldn't be anyone that wouldn't say, hey, I want to step into my abundance. I want all this stuff. But the very next thing that comes in is, well, what will I lose? What will it cost me?
Now, you mentioned abundance. Let's talk a little bit about that, because that word is kind of flung around all over the place. What does it really mean?
I have a CD where I talk about what is your personal gold. And many of us, I know for sure in my life, we're living according to values that were not our own. You know, we were told to have certain kinds of success or certain kinds of positions in the world, and they really didn't mean anything to us, or certain kinds of people that we gravitated toward. So what is your personal goal? That's your abundance. So stepping into those things that are aligned with your essence, with who you are, with your energy, when you look at something, it just turns you on. You are happy. Your passion gets lit up. That's your abundance.
And Leslie, how do we overcome the fear and, like you mentioned before, those energetic blocks that keep us from choosing that for ourselves?
This is where, you know, I think sometimes of that line from Buzz Lightyear in Toy Story, to go where no man has gone before. We've got to be brave, very brave. And we go deep into the fear. You know, we've got this thing like, oh, I don't want to talk any negative stuff. I don't want to say anything negative. Go there. Go there. What's the voice? What's it saying? What's it surfacing? What's it telling you? Sometimes it's the voice of family members. It's the voice of former bosses. It's the voice of the news telling us how crappy the economy is. It's one thing or another. It's so important to get to the source of that thing so that we can bring it up and see what our agreements are with it. You know, are we agreeing to go along with that contract with our boss, with our partners, and all these things that are really at a lower vibration for us? And the other question is it true? Is it really true? What's the data?
And do you think that sometimes people will say yes to abundance, but then change their minds? Like they can't actually step into it. They really want to. They're saying yes to it, but then all of a sudden they revert back to kind of the default life.
Absolutely. And the thing is, we shame ourselves for that. And shame is a pretty important part that keeps us blocked. So if we say, you know, I'm going to step into that new business that I want to create, the next thought is, well, how are you going to do that? Where are you going to get the money? How are you going to draw that in? And we're immediately succumbing to another energy that is telling us, hey, we can't do these things. So a lot of the work that I do is to get to the bottom of what that energy is and then to help clear. You know, it's no secret. I do metaphysical work. I bring in a very powerful team of high vibration beings, and I also work with you. So even as we're discussing this and we're beginning to liberate ourselves through a conversation, some of these blocks and beliefs and contracts that you have will let go in and of themselves. Just go, because you're ready, you're willing, you needed someone to shine a light on it. Other stuff, it can be pretty deep in down there.
And so how do you get deep down there? You know, how do you begin to make a shift?
The way you begin to make a shift is to first get clear that you have an agreement to behave in a certain kind of way, to live at a certain vibrational level, that you've chosen that there are reasons why you can't step out. Many of us have very extreme thinking. It's all or nothing. Oh my God, if I step into my dream, I'll lose my family. I'll get a divorce. I'll lose my job. We haven't even done anything yet. So a lot of that is very childlike energy. I do some inner child work. I do work with some of the light beings. I do work with our contracts and agreements that we have. And it is deep stuff, but we go in and we start to clear the contracts. And I ask you, are you ready to let this one go? Do you want to hold on to it a little longer? It's a comfort zone. It's always worked for you. It's made you successful to this point, but your soul is wanting more. You're wanting to step into more. So I bring them in and we clear those old contracts. We upgrade the ones that are worth bringing to a higher vibration. And it's an amazing thing to watch what shifts, especially even in our mental field. All the beliefs that we've hung on to because dad said so, mom said so, and the news said so. We release all those and suddenly we've got this clear, empty space of a horizon to step into.
And Leslie, finally, what is that feeling like when you do make that shift?
You know, it's interesting. It can be a little scary because as little as we want to admit it, we're all control freaks. We want to know what it's going to be. We want the known. So when you clear yourself of these old crutches and you clear yourself of these old ways of living and thinking that have justified your life until this point, it's like an empty space and it's hell in the hallway. You know, you don't know what's next, but you feel lighter. That's typically the word that my clients give. And then there's a new sense of possibility that suddenly you're free to choose. And that's what it feels like. It is a little scary, but it is absolutely, totally exhilarating. Not to be missed.
And what piece of advice would you leave our listeners with today, Leslie?
Don't be afraid to go into the pain. Don't be afraid to look at what's sustaining it. And don't be afraid to be courageous. You are all that. You are that special. You are that wonderful. And you do have the right to experience it in this lifetime.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Leslie, and our listeners can learn more about Leslie Fontaine, her events, her radio show and blog, or if you would like to have a session with Leslie, you can visit lesliefontaine.com, and I'll spell that for everybody, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Fontaine, F as in Frank, O-N-T-E-Y-N-E, lesliefontaine.com. And thanks again, Leslie, for being here.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger just right for you. Till next time.